I would like to welcome you most kindly to eWova. We are in the very heart of this town. This building has been here since the 14th century. It was then that two brothers from a famous local noble family of von Kottwitz received half of this village as fief from the Bohemian king, who was also a Holy Roman Emperor. The brothers built a stronghold on the island. It was surrounded by a deep moat and tall, massive trees. In 1626, the new owners replaced the stronghold with a palace. The town itself was established in the 10th century. It's hard to summarize 1,000 years of history in a short story. That's why I will focus on what happened to the palace at the turn of the 19th and 20th century. As you can see, the building is L-shaped. The edifice with the tower and main entrance was built in the 17th century, and 100 years later, the right wing was added. The palace changed hands until 1901, when it was bought by Frederick Maximilian Graf von Hochberg. I will tell you a bit more about him. Graf von Hochberg had a unique hobby. He was fascinated with the Far East, especially Japan. He even spent some time as a German ambassador at the court of the Japanese emperor. He travelled a lot. In 1910, he published a book in which he recounted his memories from India, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. What is more, he was an ardent admirer of fine arts. He painted and collected works of art. He remembered about his fascination with the Orient when renovating the eWova estate. The works lasted 2 years. Von Hochberg renovated the lantern on the tower, built the terrace, and refurbished the interior of the palace. The room that was used as a study still attracts attention because of the intricate details, such as the rich stucco embellishments on the ceiling. Von Hochberg was a keen gardener, so he was enthusiastic about arranging the existing park around the palace. The area was divided into segments. According to the current fashion trend, there was a special place for a rose garden and a Chinese garden. But von Hochberg's greatest pride was the Japanese garden, an abundant, rich, and faithful representation of the Oriental original. Plants were brought straight from Asia, tea rooms were organized, stone lamps were placed, and a few small islets on the pond were connected with bridges. The Chinese garden with its love bridge was a perfect place for exhibitions of ornamental plants. It is worth noting that the garden in eWova was an inspiration for the Japanese garden in Wrocław, which was also designed by Graf von Hochberg. After World War II, the palace and park in eWova became Polish property. The new reality proved favorable this time, especially for the park. Technical High School of Horticulture was organized here, so the plants, which had been meticulously chosen and tended by Graf von Hochberg, were still cared for by the students. Right now, this place is the seat of another educational facility. The area near the palace is available to the public, so it's good to seize this opportunity and go for a walk in the park. Feel free to explore its secret alleyways. I will wish you a good day now. Enjoy your stay in eWova. Goodbye.